Salut, hi, and welcome to the Learn French with Anthony podcast. I'm Anthony, your French teacher, and in today's A1 level episode, we're going to talk about cities and public transport by exploring Toulon, my hometown, where I was born, raised, and still live today. In the first part of the episode, I'll speak only in French. Then, in the second part, I'll walk you through everything in English. We'll translate, break things down, and make sure it all makes sense. This episode is part of my EF Complete French course, a full step-by-step program designed to guide you all the way to fluency. With hundreds of listening and reading activities, vocabulary and communication modules, grammar and pronunciation lessons, all paired with fun games and interactive exercises, you'll practice and reinforce everything you learn while getting daily exposure to French in a real-life context. And you won't be alone. Tony, your AI-powered French tutor, is always there to assist you throughout the course if you have a question or need a quick translation. To access the course, which, of course, includes the full transcript and language activities for this episode, head to explorefrench.com. By becoming a premium member, you'll unlock all website content and help support my work. Allez, on commence! Pour parler des villes, je vais vous parler de ma ville. Comme vous le savez peut-être, j'habite à Toulon. Toulon est une ville moyenne située sur la Côte d'Azur, entre Marseille et Nice. C'est une très jolie ville avec un centre historique, une cathédrale, des musées, des parcs, des places, beaucoup de fontaines et un marché traditionnel provençal. À Toulon, il y a des plages pour se détendre, bronzer ou se baigner, et il y a aussi des montagnes pour faire de la randonnée, du vélo ou de l'escalade. Bref, il y en a pour tous les goûts. Visiter Toulon est très facile car le centre-ville est assez petit. Si vous arrivez en train, vous pouvez traverser la vieille ville à pied et arriver sur le port en seulement 10 ou 15 minutes. Comment ? C'est très simple. Pour aller au port, si vous êtes devant la gare, allez tout droit et longez l'avenue Vauban. Ensuite, prenez la quatrième à gauche, c'est le boulevard Maréchal Leclerc, et vous ne pouvez pas le rater. Longez le boulevard le long de la place de la Liberté, est la plus grande place de Toulon, puis tournez à droite, dans la rue Henri Pastoureau. Enfin, continuez tout droit jusqu'au port. Si vous passez une journée à Toulon, je vous recommande d'arriver tôt le matin. Je vous conseille de commencer par visiter la vieille ville, c'est-à-dire la partie historique de la ville, avec ses rues typiques et son architecture provençale traditionnelle. Prenez d'abord un café sur la place Puget, à l'ombre des arbres et en face de la fontaine des Trois Dauphins. Après, allez visiter la cathédrale, qui est toute proche. Ensuite, allez vous promener le long du cours Lafayette pour faire l'expérience d'un marché provençal typique. Enfin, allez déjeuner au Hall de Toulon, un ancien marché couvert avec beaucoup de stands pour boire et manger. Après manger, vous avez le choix. Les amoureux de la montagne peuvent monter au sommet du mont Faron pour faire une randonnée. Et la vue est absolument magnifique. Pour y aller, on peut prendre un bus ou un taxi jusqu'au téléphérique, puis monter jusqu'au sommet en téléphérique. L'expérience est vraiment incroyable. Et les amoureux de la mer peuvent aller se promener sur les plages du Mourion. on peut y aller à pied ou en bus. Au Mourion, on peut voir de magnifiques villas et on peut aussi visiter le musée des arts asiatiques de Toulon. L'été, il y a souvent des spectacles et des feux d'artifice au bord de l'eau. À Toulon, on peut se déplacer en voiture, mais je ne la recommande pas. On peut aussi se déplacer en bus, mais je ne le conseille pas non plus, sauf pour aller loin. Il n'y a pas de métro ou de tramway à Toulon, mais le réseau de bus est très bon et on peut facilement visiter tout le département du Var à partir de la gare routière qui se trouve juste à côté de la gare ferroviaire. En fait, à Toulon, l'idéal est de marcher et découvrir la ville à pied. Sur le port, je vous recommande aussi de prendre le bateau pour visiter le port militaire et la rade de Toulon. La balade en bateau est très agréable. Et si vous restez plusieurs jours à Toulon, vous pouvez même le prendre pour aller passer une journée sur l'île magnifique de Porquerolles. Et moi, que vais-je faire ce week-end? Comme c'est presque l'été, et comme il fait beau et chaud, je ne veux pas rester chez moi. Demain, samedi, je vais visiter l'abbaye du Thoronet avec ma famille. L'abbaye se trouve à 60 km de Toulon, et il faut environ 45 minutes pour y aller en voiture. Nous y allons au moins pour la 10e fois, mais ce lieu est tellement beau. Après-demain, dimanche, je vais aller à la plage avec des amis pour me détendre et bronzer. Je ne sais pas si nous allons nous baigner, car l'eau n'est pas encore très chaude. Alors, on verra. Lundi est un jour férié. C'est la Pentecôte, une fête religieuse. Est-ce que je vais rester à la maison? Peut-être, si je suis fatigué ou si je préfère travailler. Mais ça fait longtemps que je veux retourner à Saint-Tropez pour me balader. Et c'est facile d'y aller en car de la gare routière. J'hésite. Et vous, qu'est-ce que vous me conseillez? Pour vous parler des villes,
to tell you about cities,
je vais vous parler de ma ville.
I will tell you about my city.
So, pour expresses the purpose, yeah? It's like to, in order to. Pour parler des villes,
to talk about cities, in order to talk about cities, yeah?
Parler de
something means to talk about something.
Parler de. Parler de les villes
becomes parler des villes.
Yeah? There is a contraction. De les becomes des. Parler des villes,
to talk about cities.
So, pour parler des villes,
to talk about cities.
And pour vous parler des villes,
to tell you about cities, or to talk about cities to you.
Yeah? Vous comes before the verb. Pour vous parler des villes. Je vais vous parler de ma ville.
So here we've got the near future. It's not a real tense, yeah? It's just a structure we use to go in the present,
aller, yeah?
In the present tense, with another verb in the infinitive to say what you're going to do.
So, je vais means I'm going, yeah? Je vais parler, I'm going to talk, yeah? Je vais manger, I'm going to eat. Je vais boire, I'm going to drink. Je vais travailler, I'm going to work. Yeah? Je vais parler de ma ville,
I'm going to talk about my city. And again, je vais vous parler de ma ville. I'm going to, or I will tell you about my city. Or literally, I'm going to you, talk about my city. Pour vous parler des villes, je vais vous parler de ma ville. Comme vous le savez peut-être, as you may know. So here, comme means as or like. Yeah? Comme vous savez, as you know, like you know. Yeah? And I say comme vous le savez, le refers to what I'm going to say in a second. J'habite à Toulon. I live in Toulon. So it's like saying, as you know it, yeah, I live in Toulon. And I add peut-être, maybe, at the end, comme vous le savez peut-être, like as you may know it, or as you know it, perhaps, yeah, j'habite à Toulon, I live in Toulon. Toulon est une ville moyenne. Toulon is a medium-sized city. Une ville moyenne. Située sur, located on, située sur la côte d'Azur. The Blue Coast, yeah, la côte d'Azur is the French Riviera in English. La côte d'Azur. Située sur la côte d'Azur, entre Marseille et Nice. Between Marseille and Nice. Entre Marseille et Nice. C'est une très jolie ville. It's a very pretty city. So, jolie means pretty. Yeah? Jolie only means pretty. Yeah? So, I often hear students say, c'est joli, c'était joli. Talking about something that was nice. But actually, no, jolie is just pretty. Yeah? And that adjective comes before the noun. So, une jolie ville is a pretty city or a pretty town. Yeah? Ville means both city and town. Un joli sac à main is a pretty purse. Une jolie maison, a pretty house. Often with something feminine. A pretty woman, une jolie femme, for example. C'est une très jolie ville, it's a very pretty city, avec un centre historique, with a historic center, une cathédrale, a cathedral, des musées, museums, des parcs, parks, des places, squares. You see, in French, if you don't know the quantity, and if it's a count noun, you have to use des, meaning some, a certain number of something. Des musées, museums, I don't know how many museums, but in French, I can't just say musée. No, I have to say des musées, a certain number of museums. Des parcs, a certain number of parks, des parcs. Squares, des places, a certain number of squares. I'm not saying how many, so I'm using des. And place means square, it's a square. If you want to say a place, that's un lieu or un endroit. A place to eat, un lieu, un endroit pour manger. But in this context, une place is a square. Beaucoup de fontaines. Many fountains, or a lot of fountains. Et un marché traditionnel provençal. And a traditional provençal market. Un marché traditionnel provençal. Provençal is the adjective of la Provence. La Provence is the name of that area of the southeast of France. Yeah. À Toulon, in Toulon. Yeah, it's always à with a city. À Paris, à New York, à Toulon. To say in a city or to a city. So I can say j'habite à Toulon. I live in Toulon. Je vais à Toulon. I'm going to Toulon. Yeah. So to say in a city or to a city, it's always à. À Toulon, in Toulon, il y a des plages pour se détendre. There are beaches for relaxing. Yeah, pour, to, in order to, expressing purpose, pour se détendre. So literally to relax. Yeah, se détendre, it's like se relaxer, it means to relax. Il y a des plages pour se détendre, bronzer ou se baigner. So there are beaches for relaxing, sunbathing or swimming. Yeah. Or there are beaches to relax, to sunbath or to swim. Bronzer, it's both to sunbath, yeah, or to tan as well. And se baigner, it's not really to swim. To swim is nager. It's the action of swimming, yeah? But se baigner is just like to bath, to be in the water, the very fact of being in the water and doing nothing. When you go in the water, you don't have to swim. You can just be in the water, yeah? And that's se baigner. And the person is called un baigneur, une baigneuse, and the activity is la baignade. La baignade. So it's like bathing or swimming, but it's not really swimming, yeah? And you probably know la baignoire, which is the bathtub in the bathroom, yeah? La baignoire, the bathtub. So, à Toulon, il y a des plages pour se détendre, bronzer ou se baigner. Une plage is a beach, of course. Et, and, il y a aussi... There are also, il y a aussi des montagnes pour faire de la randonnée, du vélo ou de l'escalade. There are also mountains for hiking, cycling or climbing, yeah? Or literally in French, I'm saying, there are also mountains to do hiking, cycling and climbing. So with an activity, we say faire de, yeah, with the preposition de. So, faire de la randonnée is to hike. Faire du vélo, that's to cycle. Faire de l'escalade, that's to do rock climbing, yeah. Donc, il y a aussi des montagnes pour faire de la randonnée, du vélo ou de l'escalade. And I repeat the preposition every time. Because it's changing, yeah, it's never the same. Faire de la randonnée, feminine. Faire du vélo, du is masculine. Faire de l'escalade, so here it's feminine, but because escalade starts with a vowel, I'm using L apostrophe, yeah? So de la, du, de le, it's changing every time. That's why in French you have to repeat the preposition every time. So... Il y a des montagnes pour faire de la randonnée, du vélo ou de l'escalade. Bref, in short, yeah, bref, il y en a pour tous les goûts. There's something for everyone. Yeah, you can learn this as a block. Il y en a pour tous les goûts. There's something for everyone. And literally it means there is something for all tastes, yeah, for everyone's taste. Visiter Toulon est très facile. Visiting Toulon is very easy, très facile. Car, because, yeah, car is like parce que, because. Le centre-ville est assez petit. Le centre-ville, the city center, est assez petit, is quite small. Assez means quite or enough. Yeah. Assez petit, quite small. Si vous arrivez en train, if you arrive by train, here you see I say en train, by train, and I could say en voiture, by car, en avion, by plane. So I'm using en when I'm inside a vehicle, yeah? But if you're outside, you will say à, for instance, à vélo means by bike, yeah, or cycling. À pied, by foot. À moto, by motorbike. Si vous arrivez en train, vous pouvez traverser la vieille ville à pied.
You can cross the old town on foot.
Traverser means to cross. La vieille ville, the old town. So, vous pouvez traverser la vieille ville à pied et arriver sur le port
and reach the port, or literally in French, and arrive on the port,
en seulement 10 ou 15 minutes.
In just 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah, when you say en with a duration, it means in or within a certain time. So, en 10 minutes, in 10 minutes, or within 10 minutes.
And le port means the port or the harbor. Comment?
How?
C'est très simple.
It's very simple.
Pour aller au port,
to get to the port, to go to the port,
yeah, or in order to go to the port, pour aller au port, si vous êtes,
if you are,
si vous êtes devant,
in front of,
si vous êtes devant la gare,
if you're in front of the train station,
la gare, allez tout droit,
go straight ahead,
et longez l'avenue Vauban,
and walk along avenue Vauban.
Tout droit means straight ahead. Allez tout droit,
go straight ahead.
Longer means to go along something, or to walk along something, or to drive along something. Longer.
Yeah, it depends on the context. So here we are talking about going to the port on foot. So it has to be to walk along. Yeah.
Longer l'avenue Vauban, walk along avenue Vauban. Ensuite,
then,
prenez la quatrième à gauche,
take the fourth on the left.
Yeah. La quatrième,
the fourth, is of course la quatrième rue,
the fourth street. Prenez,
take,
prenez la quatrième à gauche,
take the fourth street on the left.
À gauche, on the left, à droite, on the right. Yeah. C'est le boulevard Maréchal Leclerc.
It's boulevard Maréchal Leclerc.
Un boulevard, in French, is a large street,
a bit like an avenue.
Et vous ne pouvez pas le rater.
And you can't miss it.
Vous ne pouvez pas le rater.
You can't miss it.
Le,
here, it's a direct object pronoun. It replaces le boulevard.
Rater le boulevard,
to miss the boulevard, becomes le rater, to miss it.
I use le because boulevard is masculine. Je rate le bus.
I miss the bus.
Je le rate.
I miss it.
Longez le boulevard.
Walk along the boulevard.
Le long de la place de la Liberté.
Past place de la Liberté. It's like Liberty Square. La place de la Liberté.
So, le long de la place de la Liberté,
literally it's like along, yeah, along Liberty Square, along place de la Liberté,
or just past place de la Liberté. La plus grande place de Toulon,
the biggest square in Toulon.
La plus grande, like the most big, the biggest, yeah, la plus grande place,
the biggest square,
de Toulon, literally of Toulon, yeah. Puis,
then,
tournez à droite,
turn right, hein,
tournez à droite, dans la rue Henri Pastoureau,
into Henri Pastoureau Street.
Enfin,
finally,
continuez tout droit,
continue straight ahead,
continuez tout droit jusqu'au port,
until you reach the harbor.
Jusqu'à, in French, means until, but you can use it for place and time. Jusqu'au port, yeah, it's jusqu'à le port,
there is a contraction,
à le becomes au, jusqu'au port.
So, in English, it's weird to say until the harbor, yeah, so until you reach the harbor, or just to the harbor.
continuez tout droit jusqu'au port. Yeah, continue straight ahead until you reach the harbor. Si vous passez une journée à Toulon, if you spend a day in Toulon, passer with something means to spend. Yeah, passer le weekend is to spend the weekend. Passer une journée is to spend a day. Passer. Si vous passez une journée à Toulon, je vous recommande. I recommend you. Yeah? It's like je vous conseille. Je vous recommande d'arriver tôt le matin. I recommend arriving early in the morning. Yeah? So, recommander de with a verb in the infinitive is the same as conseiller de plus verb in the infinitive. Je vous conseille d'arriver. Je vous recommande d'arriver. I recommend you to arrive. Yeah? Tôt, early, tôt le matin, early in the morning. Je vous conseille de commencer avec la vieille ville. I suggest you start with the old town. Conseiller means to advise or to recommend, or here like to suggest. Yeah? Je vous conseille, I recommend you, I suggest you, and it's conseiller de plus the verb in the infinitive. So, je vous conseille de commencer. I suggest you to start, literally. Yeah? I suggest you, I recommend you to start avec la vieille ville, with the old town. C'est-à-dire, that is to say, or that is, meaning, yeah, la partie historique de la ville. The historic part of the city. La partie historique de la ville. Avec ses rues typiques. With its typical streets. Ses rues typiques. Et son architecture provençale traditionnelle. And its traditional provincial architecture. Rue is in the plural, so I say ses rues, its streets. And architecture is feminine as well, but it starts with a vowel. So I say son architecture, its architecture. Avec ses rues typiques, with its typical streets, et son architecture, and its architecture. Et son architecture provençale traditionnelle, and its traditional provincial architecture. Prenez d'abord un café sur la place Puget. First, d'abord, hein, first, have a coffee on Place Puget, or on Puget Square. Yeah? So, in French, I could say, d'abord, prenez un café, or prenez d'abord un café. It's exactly the same. Yeah? First, have a coffee. Sur la place Puget, on Puget Square. Ou on Place Puget. À l'ombre des arbres. In the shade of the trees. À l'ombre des arbres. L'ombre is the shade. Un arbre is a tree. À l'ombre de means in the shade of. À l'ombre des arbres, in the shade of the trees. Et en face de, and in front of, yeah, en face de, et en face de la fontaine des trois dauphins, and in front of the Three Dolphins Fountain. Yeah, that's the name of one of the most famous fountains in Toulon. La fontaine des trois dauphins. Après, then or next, allez visiter la cathédrale. Go visit the cathedral. Qui est toute proche. Which is very close by. Or which is very near, or literally, which is all near, which is very near, yeah, which is close by. Être proche is to be near something. La cathédrale est proche de la place Puget. The cathedral is near Place Puget. Ensuite, then, next, after that, yeah, allez vous promener. Go for a walk, like go for a stroll. Yeah? Se promener is to stroll, to walk. Allez vous promener. Go for a stroll. Go for a walk. Le long du cours Lafayette. Along the cours Lafayette. Un cours is like a street. Hein? Pour faire l'expérience d'un marché provençal typique. To experience a typical provençal market. Faire l'expérience de something is to experience something. Un marché is a market. Faire l'expérience d'un marché provençal typique is to experience a typical provençal market. Enfin, finally, aller déjeuner au Hall de Toulon. Have lunch at the Hall de Toulon. Déjeuner is to have lunch. So, aller déjeuner literally means go have lunch. Go have your lunch, yeah, au Hall de Toulon, at that place. Un ancien marché couvert. A former covered market. Ancien means former. Yeah. Un ancien marché couvert, covered. Avec beaucoup de stands, with many stands, pour boire et manger. To drink and eat. Après manger, after lunch, after eating, literally, vous avez le choix. You have several options, yeah? Vous avez le choix is a fixed phrase to say you've got different options, you've got several options. You can choose, it's up to you. Vous avez le choix. Literally, you have the choice, you've got the choice, yeah? Les amoureux de la montagne, mountain lovers, peuvent monter au sommet du Mont Faron. Can go up to the top of Mount Faron. Pour faire une randonnée, for a hike. Monter means to go up. Monter au sommet, literally to go up to the summit, to the top. Yeah? Du Mont Faron, le Mont Faron is the Mount Faron. Faron is the name of the mountain. Et la vue est absolument magnifique. And the view is absolutely stunning or wonderful, magnifique. Pour y aller, to get there, yeah? So here, pour y aller, originally I want to say pour aller au Mont Faron, au sommet du Mont Faron. Like to go to Mount Faron, or to go to the top of Mount Faron, yeah? So to avoid repetitions, I can't replace to Mount Faron, to the top of Mount Faron. I can replace that by there, to go there. And in French, there is y, yeah? And y comes before the verb. So y is used to replace a place, but anything can be a place, like the mountain, the sea, the supermarket, yeah? So when I say place, of course, I'm not talking about place from the point of view of the meaning, yeah? When I say place, I mean place from the point of view of the grammar, yeah? So what does it mean? When you say the house is big, the house is not a place. No, it's the subject of the sentence. The house is big. But if you say, I am in the house is the place. It's a complement of place because it's introduced by a preposition of place. In the house. So in a sentence like, I am in the house is the place because the word house is preceded by a preposition of place to indicate the place. So, I am in the house. In the house can be replaced by there. I'm there. Yeah, just like in French. Je suis dans la maison. Dans la maison is the place and can be replaced by y. J'y suis. I'm there. J'y suis. So here it's exactly the same thing. I could say, la montagne est grande. Like, the mountain is big. Yeah, but mountain is not a place. Here it's just the subject. I'm talking about the mountain and I'm saying that it's big. I'm not talking about the mountain as a place. I'm talking about the mountain as a thing. But if I say, I'm going to the mountain with the preposition to indicates that the mountain is considered as a place. I'm going to that place. So when you use a noun with certain prepositions such as in, to, on, under, etc., it's usually to say that what you're going to talk about is a place. And when this is happening, just like in English, you can use there to avoid repetitions. In French, you can use y. So I'm going to the mountain, I'm going there. Je vais à la montagne, j'y vais. Yeah. Y means à la montagne. Je vais à la montagne, j'y vais. I there go. So here, pour aller au sommet du Mont Faron. So I don't want to repeat again, au sommet du Mont Faron, to the top of Mount Faron. I don't want to repeat that again and again. So I'm saying pour y aller, to get there, to there go, literally, to there go. On peut prendre un bus. You can take a bus. One can take a bus. Ou un taxi. Or a taxi. Jusqu'au téléphérique. To the cable car. Yeah, again I say jusqu'à. Puis, then, and then, monter jusqu'au sommet en téléphérique. And then ride the cable car to the top. Yeah. Monter jusqu'au sommet en téléphérique. So literally, then go up to the summit, to the top of the mountain, en téléphérique, by cable car, literally. Yeah. I'm saying en because I'm inside the vehicle, en téléphérique. L'expérience est vraiment incroyable. It really is an incredible experience. Well, the experience is really incredible. Et les amoureux de la mer and sea lovers peuvent aller se promener sur les plages du Morion. Can go for a walk on the Morion beaches. On peut y aller à pied ou en bus. You can get there on foot or by bus. Yeah, here again, on peut y aller means on peut aller sur les plages du Morion. So, les plages du Morion, introduced by the preposition sur, means that this phrase is a complement of place. I can't replace it by there, to go there. Yeah, y aller. On peut y aller, one can there go, literally, one can go there, one can get there, à pied, on foot, ou en bus, or by bus. Au Morion, at Morion, on peut voir de magnifiques villas. You can see, one can see beautiful villas, magnificent villas. Et on peut aussi visiter, and you can also visit, or and one can also visit, le musée des arts asiatiques de Toulon. Toulon's Museum of Asian Arts, or literally the Museum of Asian Arts of Toulon. Le musée des arts asiatiques de Toulon. L'été, in the summer, il y a souvent des spectacles, there are often shows, des spectacles, et des feux d'artifice, and fireworks, au bord de l'eau, by the sea. À Toulon, in Toulon, in Toulon, on peut se déplacer en voiture. You can get around by a car. Se déplacer is a very common verb to say to get around or to travel. Yeah? Like when you want to say that you're using a certain type of transportation to get around, yeah? You can use se déplacer. It's reflexive, so je me déplace en voiture. It's like, yeah, I get around by a car, I use the car to travel, to get around, I drive. Mais je ne la recommande pas. But I don't recommend it. So here, recommander la voiture is to recommend the car. I can't replace the car by la. Je la recommande. I recommend it. Je recommande la voiture, je la recommande. I recommend the car, I recommend it. Yeah? Here, the sentence is negative. So, je ne recommande pas la voiture. I don't recommend the car. So, to avoid repetitions, I can say I don't recommend it. Je ne la recommande pas. La comes right before the verb. Je ne la recommande pas. Yeah? On peut aussi se déplacer en bus. You can also get around by bus. Se déplacer en bus. Mais je ne le conseille pas non plus. But I don't recommend it either. Non plus means either. Sauf pour aller loin. Except for going far. Yeah? Sauf means except. Pour aller loin, literally to go far, far away. Pour aller loin. So here again, je conseille le bus means I advise or I recommend the bus. Yeah? Je conseille le bus. And if I don't want to repeat le bus, I can say I recommend it. Je le conseille. Here, le bus is masculine, so I use le. And le comes before the verb. Je le conseille. In the negative, je ne le conseille pas. I don't recommend it. Je ne le conseille pas. Je ne le conseille pas non plus. I don't recommend it either. Yeah? So when you don't want to repeat the direct object, you can use a direct object pronoun. Yeah? So here we saw le for the masculine, la for the feminine, to say him, her, or it. I could also use les for the plural. For instance, je ne recommande pas les voitures, je ne recommande pas les bus. Yeah, the cars, the buses. I could say, je ne les recommande pas. I don't recommend them. Yeah, le, la, les, before the verb. Il n'y a pas de métro ou de tramway à Toulon. There is no underground, no metro or tramway in Toulon. Mais le réseau de bus est très bon. But the bus network is very good. Un réseau is a network. Le réseau de bus, the bus network. Et on peut facilement visiter tout le département du Var. And you can or one can easily visit the whole Var department. À partir de, from, à partir de la gare routière. From the bus station. Yeah? La gare routière. It's like saying the road station, yeah, it means the bus station. Qui se trouve, which is located, qui se trouve juste à côté de, right next to, juste à côté de la gare ferroviaire, right next to the train station. Again, on peut facilement visiter tout le département du Var à partir de la gare routière qui se trouve juste à côté de la gare ferroviaire. Yeah? La gare routière, the bus station, la gare ferroviaire, the train station. Yeah? It's like the railway station, actually. En fait, in fact, or actually, en fait, à Toulon, in Toulon, l'idéal est de marcher. The best thing is to walk. Yeah, in French I say the ideal thing to do, yeah. The best thing to do is to walk. L'idéal est de marcher et découvrir la ville à pied. And discover the city on foot. Découvrir la ville à pied. Sur le port, at the harbor, sur le port, je vous recommande aussi. I also recommend you to. Je vous recommande aussi de prendre le bateau. So, I also recommend taking the boat. Or, I also recommend you to take the boat. Prendre le bateau pour visiter le port militaire to visit the naval base or the military port, yeah? Le port militaire et la rade de Toulon and Toulon's harbor. So what we call une rade in French is like a sheltered bay, a natural harbor. Yeah, it's like a sheltered stretch of water near the coast, which is often protected by natural land formations and where ships can anchor safely. Yeah, une rade, something that usually offers like a good protection from winds and waves. And apparently there is a technical word in English, which is roadstead, to translate une rade, yeah, a roadstead, a sheltered bay or natural harbor. La balade en bateau est très agréable. The boat ride is very pleasant. Yeah. La balade here is like la promenade. So you see, it's not just a walk, a stroll in French. Une balade, une promenade can also be by boat or cycling or by car, actually. Yeah. You can say une balade en voiture, une balade en vélo, or une promenade en voiture, une promenade en vélo. Yeah, and you can talk about une balade en bateau, une promenade en bateau. Why not? Yeah. La balade en bateau est très agréable. So here it's like the ride by boat, yeah, the boat ride. La balade en bateau est très agréable, is very agreeable or is very pleasant. Et si vous restez plusieurs jours à Toulon? And if you're staying several days in Toulon, yeah, plusieurs means several, and there is no preposition de, yeah, plusieurs jours, several days. Rester means to stay somewhere, yeah, it doesn't mean to rest, yeah. Rester is to stay. If you stay in Toulon, si vous restez à Toulon plusieurs jours, vous pouvez même, even, hein? You can even. Vous pouvez même le prendre, you can even take it. Pour aller passer une journée, to go spend a day, sur l'île magnifique de Porquerolles. On the beautiful or magnificent island of Porquerolles. By the way, it's very easy to know if le or la is the article or if it's the object pronoun. It's very easy because if it's an article, it's in front of a noun. If you say le bus, it's the bus. Bus is a noun. Le bus, so le has to be the article, the bus, le bus. The same for la voiture. Voiture is a noun. So la has to be the article the. La voiture is the car. But when you see le, la and les in front of a verb, then it cannot be the article. It has to be the object pronoun. Yeah. So le prendre means to take it, something masculine. La prendre means to take it, something feminine. Les prendre means to take them, something plural, yeah? Prendre le bus, to take the bus, becomes le prendre. Prendre la voiture, to take the car, becomes la prendre. Prendre les transports en commun, to take public transport, becomes les prendre. Here, le, la, les, in le prendre, la prendre, les prendre, yeah? Le, la, les have to be object pronouns because they are positioned in front of a verb. So when you use a direct object pronoun like le, la, les, it's normally because it's clear from the context what you're talking about. Usually because you mentioned it just before, right before, maybe in the previous sentence, yeah? So here, obviously, we're talking about the boat. So if you stay several days in Toulon, you can even take it. So take the boat, yeah? Vous pouvez même le prendre. You can even take it. Pour aller passer une journée, to go spend a day, sur l'île de Porquerolles, on the island of Porquerolles. Et moi, and me, what about me, hein? Et moi, que vais-je faire ce weekend? What am I going to do this weekend? So here I'm using again the near future, yeah? Je vais faire, I'm going to do. And so, que vais-je faire? I reverse, yeah, the subject and the verb to make a question. So it becomes, what am I going to do? Que vais-je faire? Ce weekend, this weekend. So to tell you a bit more about the near future, it's a tense we use a lot in French, more than the future simple, yeah? It's very easy to build. You just need to know go, aller, in the present. And then you add the verb of your choice right after, yeah? If you want to say, I'm going to go out, je vais sortir. And we can carry on. You're going to go out, or you will go out. Tu vas sortir. He's going to go out, or he will go out today. Il va sortir aujourd'hui. Elle va sortir. Nous allons sortir. Vous allez sortir. Ils vont sortir. They will go out. We usually use the near future, le futur proche, when the action will happen soon, but also if you're quite sure about it. Like if I'm going to Spain next year, if I'm sure about it, maybe I've got my tickets already, I did all the bookings, so I can say I'm going to go to Spain next year. Je vais aller en Espagne l'année prochaine. Comme c'est presque l'été. Since it's almost summer. So you see again, comme at the beginning of a sentence means as, and it can introduce the cause, yeah? Like since it's almost summer, or as it's almost summer. Comme c'est presque l'été. Yeah? Presque means almost. Comme c'est presque l'été, et comme il fait beau, et chaud, and since the weather is nice and warm, yeah, be careful to talk about the weather, il fait with an adjective, yeah, il fait beau, it's sunny, or the weather is nice, il fait chaud, it's warm, or the weather is warm, yeah. Comme il fait beau et chaud, so literally as or since the weather is nice and warm, or hot, yeah. Je ne veux pas, I don't want to, je ne veux pas rester chez moi, I don't want to stay at home. Demain, tomorrow, samedi, Saturday, je vais visiter, I'm going to visit, I will visit, yeah, je vais visiter, l'abbaye du Toronnet avec ma famille, the Toronnet Abbey with my family. Une abbaye is an abbey. Je vais visiter l'abbaye du Toronnet. I'm going to visit the Toronnet or the Toronnet Abbey with my family. Yeah, in French we don't sound the H, and the TH is just like a T, T. Yeah, so in English it could be like Toronnet, but in French we say Toronnet. L'abbaye se trouve à 60 km de Toulon. The abbey is located 60 kilometers from Toulon. So here, se trouver means to be located somewhere. And when you say à plus a distance and then de something, that means away from. Yeah. So à 60 km de Toulon. 60 kilometers away from Toulon, or more literally, at 60 kilometers of Toulon, or from Toulon. Yeah? À 60 kilometers de Toulon. To say it's 2 hours away, you can say à 2 heures. À 2 heures de Paris means 2 hours away from Paris. À 2 heures de Paris. So here I'm saying it's 60 kilometers away from Toulon. Elle se trouve à 60 kilomètres de Toulon. Et il faut, it takes, yeah, il faut environ 45 minutes pour y aller en voiture. And it takes about 45 minutes to get there by car. So we've got a lot of very useful phrases and expressions in this episode. So, il faut means it takes a certain quantity of time. Yeah, il faut 10 minutes, it takes 10 minutes. Il faut 45 minutes, it takes 45 minutes. And environ is used to say about, approximately, with a quantity. Environ 45 minutes, about 45 minutes. Pour y aller, to go there, to get there, yeah? Y replaces l'abbaye du Touronnet, the abbey, yeah? Pour y aller en voiture, by car. Conduire means to drive, but it's the ability to drive a car. So, if you want to say that you're driving somewhere, you can't use conduire in French. You have to say that you're going somewhere by car. So, I drive to work in French. Je vais au travail en voiture. I'm going to work by car. And it's the same for to fly. To fly in French, voler, that's the ability to fly like a bird. Yeah. So if you want to say that you're flying to Paris, je vais à Paris en avion. I go to Paris by plane. And there is no other option. When you say that you're going to Paris by train, you don't say that you train to Paris. Yeah. Yeah. You can't say I train to Paris today. No, you're going to Paris by train. So just the same way, you can't say that you're flying to Paris or you're driving to Paris. No, you go to Paris or wherever you like by bike, by car, by train or by plane. Yeah. Donc, je vais à Paris en avion, je vais à Paris en voiture, je vais à Paris en train, je vais au travail à vélo. Yeah. So here again, il faut environ 45 minutes pour y aller en voiture. Hein, pour aller à l'abbaye du Touronnet en voiture. Yeah, to drive there or to get there by car. Nous y allons au moins pour la dixième fois. It's like we've been there at least 10 times, but literally in French I'm saying we are going there at least for the 10th time. Yeah, nous y allons à l'abbaye, nous y allons au moins, at least, pour la dixième fois, for the 10th time. Yeah. We've been there at least 10 times, which is true, actually. Mais ce lieu est tellement beau. But that place, or this place, is so beautiful. Yeah. Tellement means so, with an adjective. Tellement beau, so beautiful. Tellement bon, so good, yeah. Après-demain, the day after tomorrow, or in 2 days, yeah, après-demain. Dimanche, Sunday. Je vais aller à la plage. I'm going to go to the beach. Avec des amis, with some friends, with friends. Yeah, so I don't know how many friends, or I don't want to say, so I'm saying des. Avec des amis. With friends, with some friends, pour me détendre, to relax, et bronzer, and sunbath, or tan. Je ne sais pas si nous allons nous baigner. I don't know if we will swim. Yeah, or I don't know if, or whether, we are going to swim. Je ne sais pas si nous allons nous baigner, because se baigner is reflexive. Yeah. Je vais me baigner. I'm going to swim. Tu vas te baigner. You're going to swim. Il va se baigner. He's going to swim. Elle va se baigner. She's going to swim. Nous allons nous baigner. We're going to swim. Vous allez vous baigner. you guys, you're going to swim. Ils vont se baigner. Elles vont se baigner. They are going to swim. So, je ne sais pas si nous allons nous baigner. I don't know if we will swim or go to the water, yeah, bath, car l'eau n'est pas encore très chaude. Because the water is not very warm yet. Pas encore means not yet. In a negative sentence, elle n'est pas encore très chaude. It's not very warm yet. Alors, so, on verra. We'll see. Yeah, and here, verra is the future simple tense of voir, to see, and we will talk about the future simple tense later at A2 level. On verra, you can learn it as a block, yeah? We'll see. On verra. Lundi est un jour férié. Monday is a public holiday, a bank holiday. C'est la Pentecôte. It's a Pentecost. I have no idea how to pronounce that in English. Pentecost, yeah. Une fête religieuse. A religious holiday. Est-ce que? Yeah, question yes or no. Est-ce que je vais rester à la maison? Will I stay at home? Yeah. Je vais rester à la maison means I'm going to stay at home. I will stay at home, yeah? And with est-ce que, it becomes a yes or no question. Close question. Est-ce que je vais rester à la maison? Am I going to stay at home? Yeah? Peut-être. Maybe. Si je suis fatigué. If I'm tired. Ou si je préfère travailler. Or if I prefer to work. Mais ça fait longtemps que... But it's been a while since, or it's been a long time that, yeah. Ça fait longtemps que je veux retourner à Saint-Tropez. I wanted to go back to Saint-Tropez. So, retourner is a false friend. It doesn't mean to return where you're based. In French, that's rentrer. Retourner is actually the opposite, yeah. It means to go back somewhere. So now I am not in Saint-Tropez. So that's why I'm saying I would like to go back there. Je voudrais y retourner. Pour me balader, for a walk, to stroll. Yeah. Et c'est facile d'y aller en car. And it's easy to go there by coach. Yeah. Un car in French is a coach. It's like a big bus, yeah, for long distance journeys. Typically to go from one big city to another big city. Un car. Être facile de is to be easy to, yeah, with a verb. So, c'est facile d'y aller en car. It's easy to go there by coach. Y aller means aller à Saint-Tropez. Yeah, to go there means to go to Saint-Tropez. Y replaces à Saint-Tropez. To Saint-Tropez. It's easy to get there. It's easy to go there means it's easy to go to Saint-Tropez. C'est facile d'y aller means c'est facile d'aller à Saint-Tropez. De la gare routière, from the bus station. Yeah, I repeat the whole sentence. Ça fait longtemps que je veux retourner à Saint-Tropez pour me balader. Et c'est facile d'y aller en car de la gare routière. Yeah. I could say à partir de la gare routière. À partir de is like the long form of de, and it means just from a place. De la gare routière, à partir de la gare routière. J'hésite. I'm not sure
yet. Yeah? So when you've got many options and you don't really know what to do, you can say j'hésite. Yeah? It doesn't mean you hesitate. Yeah? It means I'm not sure, I don't know. Yeah? J'hésite.
Et vous, and you, qu'est-ce que vous me conseillez?
What would you recommend? What do you recommend to me, literally? Yeah? Or I could say,
Qu'est-ce que vous me recommandez? So again, in French, conseiller and recommander, like to advise and to recommend, they are quite interchangeable. So, qu'est-ce que vous me conseillez? Qu'est-ce que vous me recommandez? To be honest, it's exactly the same thing. Yeah, it's like, what do you recommend? What do you recommend to me, literally? Okay, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and found it helpful. If you want to go further into what we covered today, head over to explorefrench.com. There, you'll find the transcripts and interactive language activities to practice the language introduced in this episode. And you'll also find tons of resources to help you on your French learning journey. Until next time, keep practicing and keep exploring the French language and culture. À bientôt!